A weekend storm in Nova Scotia knocked nearly 200,000 Nova Scotia Power customers offline. Work crews spent most of Saturday reinstalling the service to homes all across the province, with some remaining without power until yesterday. The winds brought 120-kilometer-an-hour winds to some places in Cape Breton, with roughly 16,000 customers affected at one point. Nova Scotia Power storm lead Jill Searle says the power utility makes a priority list when it needs to respond to a number of interruptions.
Our Emergency Operations Center is open 24/7 to coordinate power restoration efforts. We restore power in a specific order, starting with any public safety concerns. We then focus on high-voltage transmission lines to get the largest number of customers restored. From there, we work with EMO to focus on critical services like hospitals, shelters, water facilities, and telecommunications, followed by area-specific restoration. For more info, please visit nspower.ca.
Emergency responders were also busy responding to alarms and debris scattered on streets and sidewalks around Nova Scotia. NSP dispatched a helicopter to monitor the downed trees and poles on power lines. There are no reports of any injuries. For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, Coast Radio News.